Begin the current daf in Sechel Sukkah, daf Yud Ches. We begin 11 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf and the previous Mishnah. That is, there the Mishnah told us regarding the psul of having gaps in the Sukkah, or schach pasul, and the halacha of aver. And that is, if you have aver more than gimel tfachim, or schach pasul, two different shitas, either more than four tfachim or more than four amas, that will create a psul in the schach. However, we spoke about regarding the combination of the two that they do not combine. There is the shear of schach pasul, which is his own shear, and then you have the shear of the aver, which is his own shear. However, continuing on that theme, Omar Abaye, Abaye says that there are times, which was actually part of what Abaye had said on the previous stuff in the comment in the discussion, he says that aver shleisha besukkah gedoylev, let's say someone has the ear space of three tvachim in the large sukkah, which again, the gap of three tvachim of ear space in any sukkah is going to be a psul, as we said in the previous Mishnah. However, the person diminishes, he takes away from the ear space. How? So that doesn't make a difference how he's doing it. And whether he's doing it with kosher schach, which are with reeds, or with non-kosher schach, which are with metal spits, which is not kosher, have a meat. Either way, it's diminishing the ear space of three tvachim, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Because although what you're adding on, let's say in the case of shvudin, is not kosher schach, but that's okay because that also is not the share of schach pasul of four tvachim. So you're not going to be having the gap of three tvachim of ear space because you're filling it up with something, it's not ear. And although it's not kosher schach, but that's okay too because non-kosher schach is only going to create a chatzitza invalidation of the schach, only if it's four tvachim, and here it's not. However, b'sukkah ketana, however, but by a small sukkah, which means say the exact minimum of a sukkah, let's say a little bit more than seven tvachim, so then if you have a gap of three tvachim of ear space, b'konim have a miyut. Only if you're going to now be filling up that ear space with reeds, will that go ahead and diminish the shear of the psul of the ear space, and then we'll be able to say lovud, because now you're not going to have an ear space with three tvachim, it's less than three tvachim. Less than three tvachim, lovud considers the gap as if it's closed. And now you have a kosher sukkah covered entirely with schach. B'shvudim lo have a miyut. However, in this case, if you use non-kosher schach, like a metal spit, that would not diminish the shear of the psul of the ear. In other words, it would still be a pasul sukkah. Now, the reason for that is, although you still will not have a shear of aver, because you're filling it up with something, so that won't be the shear of psul of three tvachim, and you're also not going to have the shear of psul of the schach pasul of the shvudin, because that's also less than four tvachim. However, although intrinsically for these items, there's not enough for them to create invalidations, because, however, what's happening is over since the total shear of this is going to be three tvachim, you don't have enough of kosher sukkah. So it's not a problem in an active poisel. You actually have just the fact in passive now, you just don't have enough kosher schach. Because once you move beyond the three tefach shear, you can't close up anymore with kosher schach. There has to be seven tvachim of kosher schach, which is the shear of the sukkah. Now, that's one halacha. Then there's another halacha, as no matter how big the sukkah is, it could be as big as possible, but if you have a gap, then you're separating, and then the schach from this side won't have the wall, and won't be covered all the walls. So that would be that it is a poisel. It will disqualify any sukkah, no matter how large it is, if it has a gap of three tefachim for ear, or schach pasul for tefachim. So in such a case, if you diminish the ear space, now you don't have a shear of psul of ear, and you don't have a shear of psul of schach pasul, so then it's going to be kosher. But by an exact sukkah of seven tefachim, if there's in that sukkah a gap of ear space, now not only will it be a problem because you have a gap, but you just don't have schach over there. You can't see it as closed when it's three tefachim. But when you fill it up a little bit with kosher schach, now the gap got smaller, you could close it up. It's as if there's kosher schach there. But when you're filling up that gap with non-kosher schach, we can't view as if you have this shear closed up with kosher schach, because since there's three tefachim, now, although there's less than three tefachim of ear space, but what was filled up was non-kosher schach, which is not going to work with us to say that kosher schach to the wall is less than three tefachim, and hence you'll never have the shear, it's not going to be active ear that's disqualifying, but you won't have the requisite measurement of kosher schach, and therefore in such a case, the shvudim will not be memayit to make it a kosher sukkah. Now, the Gemara says, and v'hani mili. Now, when did we say this, which was the idea mentioned in our Mishnah? That ear space less than three tefachim, we will say it's going to be a kosher sukkah, based on the principle of lavud, and hence it will not be psul in the sukkah, that's min hatzad. That everyone agrees that our Mishnah would definitely be talking about a case when the airspace was right by the wall. Then you'll say love it to say, okay, we see the schach as if it is attached to the wall and it's going to be kosher. But if the airspace of three tefachim is in the middle of the sukkah, not next to the wall, there we have a machlekes. Chadama one says yes, love it be'emtza. Do you even say the halachic principle love it in the middle of the schach? So in our Mishnah and the previous daf spoke about that a gap of three tefachim is a problem, less than that it's not. According to this opinion, was even in the middle of the sukkah. Chadama ain't love it be'emtza. The other opinion says no, we do not say love it in the middle. And that is because, as Aran explains, this is only a principle said regarding walls. Therefore, we'll be able to say that on the side, but when our Mishnah made it sound like that in the middle, it will be kosher, but less than three tefachim, it's not true. It's only regarding the side that's going to be kosher. And although it didn't say that, but it only applies to the side. Now the Gemara asks, my taima demand the amma yesh lavad b'emtza. What is the reason that this amayra, what's his source to say that you would say love it even in the middle of the sukkah? The taima like learned the b'raisa. It says, regarding a beam that's going out, which the purpose of a kaira is in the context of a mavoi, which a mavoi is like a dead-end street, which you're covered on three sides, with the chatzeris opening up into this mavoi, which then opens up into the shusharam. Now, besides doing a sheet of mavoi, joining them together, one also has to put a beam by the entryway of the mavoi, and that's either because it's some type of halachic wall, or some type of a simon, of a reminder, a heker. Now, regarding this beam that's coming out, Mikoisel Zed, it's coming out from one wall of the Mavli, but Ve'en Lagaz because Lacha doesn't reach all the way to the other wall. Or similarly, Bechein Shtei Karas, let's say there's two beams. Achas Yetzim Mikoisel Zed, one's coming out from one side. They couldn't build just one long one, it maybe would have been too heavy, so they're building two different ones, and that they should meet in the middle. So one's coming out from one wall. Ve'achas Yetzim Mikoisel Lacha, one's coming out from the other wall. But Ve'en Noigizu Bezu, they do not touch. So it then depends. If it's pachas mishleish, if the gap is less than three tefachim, in atzoch lehevi kar acheres, then you don't have to bring another beam. That will work. Now, from that second case of two beams, obviously we see that even in the middle, when there's a gap of less than three tefachim, we will say love it, even though it's not next to the wall. Which again, a clear proof to that man da amar that you'll say love it even in the middle. Now, the Braisa continues and says, however, if it's shleish, if the gap was three tefachim, then tzoch lehevi kar acheres, then you have to bring another beam, because again, now they're separated. It's not a complete beam closing off the area because it's more than three tefachim. You can't say love it. But Yidach and the Gemara asks, what will the other man da amma do? Doesn't this seem like a clear proof that you say love it even in the middle? And the Gemara says, no. Shani kairis, this halacha of beams in the context of the halachas of mavoi is different because the entire isra of carrying in the mavoi and all the halachas of Erev are only drabbanan, they're only rabbinic. Because minat Torah, you don't have to do anything by a mavoi, because there's no problem about carrying over there. There's no need to put up any siman. That was a gzer drabbanan. And therefore, you could say that the rabbanan were lenient in this regard, and that is because what's called heim astru behem atiru. They are, it's only rabbinic that they said you have to have the halachas of Erev. And therefore, they were allowed to say the context and qualify the halacha in saying that, oh, but we'll say love it even in the middle. But regarding sukkah, that's a biblical halacha. Unless if we have halacha al-Moshe Messina saying that love it applies even in the middle, we can't kasher such a sukkah, and therefore they say there's no raya from there to say that you could say love it of the ear space even in the middle of the schach. Now the Gemara goes to the other one. My time of demand amma in love it be'emtza. What's the halachic source for the amayra that wants to say that we do not say love it in the middle? That's not like the Mishnah, Masechta Sa'alos. The Mishnah says, aruva, a skylight that's in the roof, sheba bayis, in the house, uba pesech tefach. And there's an opening of a tefach. Now, if tumah b'bayis, if the source of the tumah, let's say there's a corpse in the house, kulei tumah, so now the entire oil, whatever is in that same oil in that same house, in that room, becomes tumah. However, masha keneged aruva tar. What is directly below this skylight will be tar. So if you have kalim over there, they're not in, quote, oil ames, because they're under the sky, because they're not in the tent. Now, this is the right for that mandama. Obviously, we do not say love it in the middle to say that the entire thing is closed off, because that's less than three tefachim. It's just a space of a tefach. And yet still we see that we don't view it as if it's closed, as if it isn't the oil, and that's why what's beneath the sky will be tar, obviously, because you don't say love it be'emza. Now, if tuma keneged aruba, let's say it's the other way around, let's say the tuma is beneath the skylight, then kalabai is kulei tar, then the entire house will be tar, because again, there is no oihel over the tumma to say that they're in the same oil as the tumma, because actually the tumma is right under the skylight, it's under the sky, not in the oil. Now, But let's say if the skylight is not open the width of a tefach. Now Rashi explains that actually the halachas that we're quoting now, Gemara, of the seifa, when it's not a tefach wide, is the same as the ratio when it is a tefach wide. However, in the Mishnah, with the Masechtas Olos, there is a difference, there is a discrepancy in the halacha regarding if it is a tefach wide or not, but here the Gemara is not bringing it all, it just continues in its quotation, but for all practical purposes, what the halacha we're talking about over here doesn't make a difference if it's a tefach wide or not, but the Gemara continues quoting that price, says, Ein baruva peseich tefach, if the skylight is not a tefach wide, then tuma bebayis, again, if the tuma is in the house, kenegad ubatar, whatever's on the skylight will be tahar. Because it doesn't make a difference to be a tefach. Tumah keneged haruvah, if the tumah is opposite the skylight, then kol habayis kuli tar, then the entire household is tar again, because they're not in the same area. But one thing we see is that we do not say lovet in the middle. So the Gemara says, idach, what does the other man d'amah do with this? So he says, shani hilchas tumah, the halachas of tumah are different, because that is a halacha, l'mayisha mesinai, that we do not say lovet in the middle regarding the halachas of tumah. But we cannot learn out from halacha l'mayisha mesinai, which is specifically said for halachas of tumah, to any other halachas, for example, like the halachas of sukkah, only what in context it was said with, which was in regards to halachas of tumah. And therefore, we would say that there is lovet in the middle. There that we don't say is that's specific, case-specific for the halachas of tumah. So therefore, it's not difficult on either one's opinions, because they're able to say why it would not be approved to either one. Now the Gemara quotes a discussion that's in relation to the Mishnah on the previous daf, which one of the cases, of the three cases that we illustrated halacha of Defin Akuma, was a bayish nifchas, regarding a house that caved in the middle and you put in kosher schach over there in the middle. So the Gemara quotes that Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi expounded and he said, bayish nifchas, regarding again the same case as our Mishnah, a house that caves in, besikech al gabav, and someone puts schach on top of it, ksher, that's a kosher sukkah. So the Gemara tells that Amal Afan of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, he said in front of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi, he says, Rabbi, my master, parish, explain your words. You can't just leave it like that. Kach pirish abba, this is the way my father explained that halacha, that it wouldn't be kosher in all situations. Arba amas psula. If there's four amas of the house ceiling, until you get to that area which caved in, which you put in kosher schach, then the sukkah actually would be possible, because you cannot say day from the kuma when it's four amas. Pachas marba amas ksher, less than four amas of roof, and then already was where it caved in, and there you have kosher schach, then it would be kosher again, like we explained in our Mishnah, because then you could say the halacha of Devin and Kuma, but you have to say that, say when, in what case, exactly, would it be kosher? It's not in all cases. A similar type of discussion, the Gemara says again, that Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi, he again lectured, expounded, that he said, Avroima, a certain type of small species of small fish, where it's not recognizable if there would be shrutz and different type of vermin inside of it. You wouldn't recognize what's the kosher fish and what's the forbidden shkatzim. Sharia, that type of fish is permitted to consume. So again, Am Levon Reb Shmuel Bar Yisi says, Rebbe, my teacher, Parish, you gotta specify. Because Kacham Abba, this is what my father said. He said, Shalmokum Ployni Asura. From that type of location, actually, these fishes, Avroma, would be forbidden because the shrotzim grow in that river. And since they're so small, you can't differentiate. It's not recognizable what's the kosher fish and what's the non-kosher shrotzim. So then, actually, they would be usher. Shemal complaining with terrorists, what you were referring to, but you have to specify, was that place where there, that river, there's no shrotzim that grow over there, as the Gemara will explain, and that's why this Avroma would be mutter. As Kihad Amar Abai, like Abai said, that Haitzachanta, which is a small type of fish, the Bav Nara from this river, which was called Bav, Sharia, there you're allowed to eat those fish. Now, my time, what's the reason? It should be a problem that you won't be able to differentiate between the small kosher fish and the Shratzim. So the Gemara says, Ilem Mishum Drudifi Mayi, if you're going to say because the water is very swift and it moves fast, and Vahaidag Tomei, and this non kosher fish, since it doesn't have the spinal cord. Now, the spinal cord is something that gives the strength in the human and animals and fish for its spine to stand up healthfully. Now, since the non-kosher fish doesn't have the spinal cord, so it can't stand up, it can't survive in these fast-moving waters of where this small little fish, this tzachanta, was. But actually, we do see that many rivers that are fast-moving, and still these there are non-kosher fish over there. So we can't say that's the reason why we shouldn't suspect for non-kosher fish. And if we can't recognize them because it's so small, why is it kosher? Elamishim, so what are you going to say the reason is? Demalichimai, because the water from that river was salty. Now, the high dog, tummy on this non-kosher fish, kiven the lesley kilfi, since it doesn't have scales, le matzikai, it can't survive over there because it can't filter the salty water. But vakachas in the kai, but we see that it is over there and it does survive. So what would be the reason, again, why we don't suspect for the non-kosher fish? Elarab, the Gemara says, Mishum duli mar b'tinayu dag tami. The reason is because that location of the Bav River, actually it's mud, the environment that it is, didn't grow, is not conducive and amenable to different types of shkatzim, and that's why it was permitted to eat the small fish, even though you can't recognize it, because we know that in that location, it doesn't have shkatzim or musim that are growing in that water over there. However, the Gemara does conclude that Amar Avina, he says, Va'idna, and however, today, the Shafchi Nar Isin, Benar Gam de Lahasim, that now these two other rivers, they flow into this Bav River, which they do have shkatzim that grow over there, and they go now flowing into that river, Sasir, and then it would be Asir, because although its own place is not conducive for shkatzim, however, the other rivers flow into it, and therefore shkatzim can be over there. Now again, relating to our Mishnah, again, one of the other cases that we spoke about that illustrated the halacha of Doif and Akuma, we had three different cases, was regarding when one puts schach on an achsadra, which is, let's say, when one has a chatzar, the way in the times of the Gemara, they had that all the homes would open up into the communal courtyard. So in the case that the Mishnah was talking about, if it's on three sides, like a ches, which the homes are in that, and then the chatzar is in between them, and in front of the homes, going also in that ches, were this achsadra, these open porches, which had a roof but no wall, then you go ahead and you make schach going from one porch to the other, basically covering the entire chatzar with schach. So the Gemara discusses this case. Itmar, we learned. Sichich agabe achsadra. If someone covers a sukkah on top of the roofs, which is again like the case that we described when you have the chatzar that's surrounded with these porches, and one covers over the ear space of the chatzar with schach. Now, the way you do that is you rest the tip of the schach on top of the roof of the porch. Now, the problem is that there's no walls of the porch that are open, that are flush with the sukkah. And hence, you have a problem because you have the roof of the achsadra, which is not kosher to be used as sukkah for the as schach for the sukkah, because it's tasav lemon also wasn't made for the intention of a sukkah. And we're talking about a case specifically that's more than 4 amas. So you can't even say deif and akuma. However, the Gemara tells us the case that we're discussing, there is by the side of the porch where it's open to the sukkah, which is by the opening to the chatzar, sheyeshla, that the achsadra, the porch has petzimin, it has pillars, which are distanced one from the other less than 3 tefachim, which makes it essentially like windows opening up from the porch area to the chatzar area, which now we're going to be calling the sukkah because it's covered with schach. Then kasher, then the sukkah is going to be kasher, because now we'll say lavud in between these pillars, and hence it's like they're all closed. So you have walls that are basically walling around the area of the chatzah, which is the sukkah, and you don't have a problem. You don't need the walls of the home because you have these petzimin which are creating this wall since they're less than 3 tefachim from each other. However, she'in la petzimin, which is again essentially the same case as our Mishnah, if there's no pillars, so then we have a machlokes. Abaye Amar Kasher, he says the sukkah of the chatzah will still be kasher. V'Rava Amar Psul, Rava said it's going to be pasul. And the Gemara explains. Abaye Amar Kasher, Abaye says it's going to be kasher. Now there's a challenge with that. How could it be kasher? Because the only walls, and the sukkah has to have walls, are the walls of the home. And if that's the case, you have more than 4 tefachim of schach pasul, you have more than 4 amas of schach pasul separating the walls from the sukkah of the chatzah, because the roof of the porch is more than 4 amas, and you can't even say deif and akuma, so why would it be kasher? So Abaye explains that we continue to Amud Beis, because he says a different halachic principle. He says, Amrinan pi tikra, we say, which literally means the mouth, the opening of the roof, we say that the thickness of the boards, which at its edge, which the thickness of the, which is facing the sukkah area, which is facing the chatzah area, you have these boards that are on the porch, there's a thickness to them, which essentially the thickness is the beginning of a wall. That is yerd v'soysim. That comes down. We view as if that thickness is this, there's it's going horizontally, but there is some vertical of the edge, which is like a wall. We view that wall as if it's closing off. So basically you have all the roofs of these porches, which are beginning walls, which we view them coming down, and hence now you have enclosed on all sides these virtual halachic walls of Pi Tikra. Rav Amar Psula. Rav says, no, this case will be invalid, the sukkah, because lo yamrinu p'tikra yad v'shoshim. We do not say that the opening of the edge, the thickness of the roof, is the beginning of a wall to be able to become and closing down, as we will explain shortly why that is and where his sources. And therefore, you have no walls because the only other walls you have are the walls of the home, and they're more than 4 amos away, and you can't say the halacha of Defen Akuma to say that the sukkah of the chatzar has walls. Now, Amalei Rav Labai, Rav said Tabai, Lididach, according to you, that you argue on me, and the Amrit, you say, P'tikra yared b'saisim, that the opening of the edge of the roof is like we see it as if it's coming down, if that's the case, then we should take your logic one step further. We should even say that a sukkah that's made in the middle of the chatzar, which it's covered with boards that are thick, but again, not four tefachim wide, because then there would be a problem of gezeiras tikra, but even if the middle wall collapses, in other words, even if you just have two walls of this sukkah left, it should still be kosher, because the schach itself, any schach, that's the roof, should be viewed, its thickness, as the beginning of a wall, and you should say, you should say that the edge of the schach is viewed as the beginning of a wall and closing it down. So why do we say you have to have three walls? Even two walls should be kosher according to you. You say, p'tikra yad v'saisim. So Malais Abaye says that you're right. The halachic principle of p'tikra would apply. But Medina lach bahi, I agree to you there that since it's open, the airspace now, on both sides, you have the one side which was open originally, there was only three walls, which is all you need for a sukkah. Now the other wall across from it is open now. The havalei kamava hama foolish. But now it's like an open alleyway, which people are going to walk right through it, and therefore we can't view it anymore halachically as closed as we find in many virtual walls. If a kid goat is going to be walking through it, we can't view it anymore as closed. If people are going to be walking right through it, you're right, p'tikra would apply, but we can't apply it because people are walking right through it, so you can't say they're walking through a wall, and that's why it won't apply, and I'll agree to you over there that it won't be a kosher sukkah. That's the end of their discussion. Now, the Gemara tells us that Lema, let's say that the Smachlegis of Abaye v'Rava, which, again, the Gemara is assuming the reason of Rava is, because he would hold that, you're right, he doesn't argue on the halacha of p'tikra yad v'shoshim. If it was just for one wall or two walls, you would say it, but you don't say it on every side, which is the case that we're discussing over here. When you have no walls for this chatzar, essentially, because the walls of the house are more than 4 amos away, all you have is these virtual p'tikra walls. That he says, look, I'm not going to say all the walls should be p'tikra, just maybe one or two of them. Let's say, whereas Abaye says you will say, let's say they're arguing, they're arguing on the same machlokes that was argued before them with Rav and Shmuel. Like we learned, regarding a case where someone makes this a porch, an open porch, which is basically to say just it's covered, just with a covering on the top, in an open field. Now, the reason why Rashi says they argued regarding a case of an open field is because that means it's not near a home, which therefore that means there's no walls at all for this achsadra, because sometimes if it's made right in front of a home, you actually have the wall of a home which is closing, so you're going to have one wall then. We want to talk about a case of an achsadra that you have no wall at all, you just have a covering overhead. Now, regarding such a case, Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bakula, he says, you're allowed to carry within that entire environment of that achsadra, although you're in open field, which you cannot carry, if it's more than the shear of what is considered the immediate ear of a person. He says, you're still allowed to carry in that entire area. Then, I mean, in particular, you're able to say, although there's no walls, we'll view it as if there's walls. How so? The edge of the roof is the beginning of a wall. We'll view it as if virtual walls are closing it on all sides. He says, no, you could only carry in the immediate area of a person, which is 4 amas, but not more than that, even though you're underneath this roof. Because we do not say that the edge of the roof will be the beginning of a wall as if it's coming down and closing. Now, the Gemara in Avrin of Tzadik Dalam Abayis explains that that's only if there's none of the four walls. But if there was at least one complete wall, then we would say Yard Vesaisim on the other ones. It's just that he doesn't hold, you could say, on all four sides. Therefore, the Gemara wants to say, let's say that Abaye is like Rav, who holds you don't have to have any walls, you can make four virtual walls or three walls, and Rava would be like Shmuel, who says, no, if you have one or two, fine, but for all of them, that won't work, like is the case that he's arguing on with Abaye. Now the Gemara says, no. Alib de Shmuel kulam leplegi. No, it's not true. According to Shmuel, there's nobody that's going to argue, and that what that means is that, yes, according to Shmuel's opinion, that would be a machlokes Abaye and Rava. In other words, Rava himself, he's the only one that could be like Shmuel. Abaye cannot be like Shmuel. And then, yes, it would be totally in that same machlokes of Abaye and Rava. And that is because, according to Shmuel, Abaye can't say that he would hold that it's kosher like Abaye wants to say. Because if you say regarding the lochs of Shabbos, which is what Rav and Shmuel are talking about, that the walls of the opening of the roof of that achsadra was made for the airspace of the achsadra. In other words, the purpose of that is to cover what's in the achsadra, in that roofed in area itself, because that's why the person is making it. And yet still Shmuel holds that you cannot close off the entire area just with pitikra. So all the more so for the case that he's arguing on Rava regarding a sukkah, where those achsadras, those edges which are walls, were not made for external of it, which means the edge of it for the sukkah. Rather, it was made for the area of the porch itself. Now, if we're going to say that you can't say pitikra for the internal area of what it's made for, most definitely you can't say for what's external for it. So therefore, in Shmuel, yes, that's definitely totally in the same machlokes with Abaye and Rava. Rava would be like Shmuel, Abaye would not be like Shmuel. However, continue on top of your testament, Aleph, but ki pligi, when do Abaye and Rava argue that's Aliba de Rav? There would be the machlokes Abaye and Rava in the opinion of Rav. In other words, regarding Shmuel, there is no machlokes. Shmuel is only like Rava and not like Abaye. But in Rav, we could say that that's where they're arguing. And that is because you don't have to say that Rava would also be totally in the machlokes that was previously mentioned. Because you could say, in Rava's opinion, that Rav would agree that it would be possible in the case that he's arguing with Abaye. Because, yes, you could say Abaye ka Rav, you could say Abaye is like Rav, which is that it seems like they're saying the same opinion, that you say pitikra, even on all four sides, even if there's not even one wall. But Rav amalacha, Rav would tell you that ad kan loy amar Rav hasam. When did Rav over there say that you'll say pitikra even though there's not even one wall? That's ela de mechitzes. That's only because that case over there of the walls of the pitikra of the case of the bika, which is what he's arguing on Shmuel, that was lachsadruhu David. That's because actually that was made for the internal area of the chsadru to be a covering for this airspace. So yes, then you could say that since it was to enclose this area, although albeit from on top, but this would be the beginning of the wall surrounding it. Yes, they will say pitikra on all four sides. But over here, where it was not made for that, as we just explained this before, where the mechitzes were made for the ear space from within, for the porch, but it wasn't made from without. Now, as Rashi explains, if it would have been a full-fledged wall, then yes, we would rely on it. Because a wall is a wall, whether it was made for internal or external, like we have the case of the homes, if it's within four amas. But to say that it's kosher through the principle of good achis, to say that we see it extending that loy, that we wouldn't say. Because when does the halacha l'moshe Messina tell us good achis, that we see something as if it's continuing down? That's by a wall which was made for its airspace, but not from what's without. And therefore, since over here, that we have the edge of the roof of the porch, where that's the principle of good achas, as if we're seeing this pitikra as if it's continuing downward, that is only, and that's what he could propose, that Rav would agree that for the case of the sukkah that, and the chatzar that is arguing on Abaye, that he would agree that's going to be possible, because it only could extend and be a virtual wall for what's internal, for what it was made for, not for external, what it wasn't made for. But of course, at least according to this version of the Machlekes and Bayin Rava, which the Gemara in the coming daf will explain a different version, according to this version, both would agree, however, if there are petzimin, if there are these pillars. Now, although those pillars, you're right, were made for the internal area, but however, the halacha of Lavid ultimately says that we see it ultimately as it's closed, and therefore, even Rava would agree, and on all opinions would agree that there we would say that it's Abaye and Rava that we see it as closed. And hence it's closed, so then it's like a wall, and we see it as if this wall there, not just a virtual coming down, then it would be kosher, the entire circle within. But again, what we have over here is that Rava wants to say, however, regarding the principle of pitikra, although Rav says it's kosher, regarding the halachas of Shabbos, that's because it was made for that achsadra. So it could enclose it with the halach of gurachas. The case I'm arguing with Abaye, that those roofs of the achsadra, which are surrounding the homes, were made for the roof, not for what was in the chatzar. And there we would not say, even Rav would agree, that pitikra would not go ahead and kasher the area external to that, which is the area of the sukkah, and there was going to be pasul. However, now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Tnan, we learned in our Mishnah, which is going to be difficult according to Abaye, One of the cases we mentioned in our Mishnah was that if you have this case that we had been discussing up until now with the Machlekes Abayin Rava, which is you have a courtyard which is surrounded on three sides by this porch, and you have the roof of the Achsadra, which we said it separates between the wall of the house and the ear space that you're covering over, which is in the Chatzar. On that, the Mishnah said, if you have a distance of the roof of the Achsadra of four Amis, then we said the sukkah is going to be possible, because then we said you can't utilize anymore the mechitzas of the house. But vamai, the Gemara asks, why? According to Abaya, name a pitikar yard v'saisim. Let's say, which it seems like he was just clearly contradicted by the Mishnah, that we say that the opening of the edge of the roof of the achsadra should be coming and closing down. How do we understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah used this as the classic case of when you don't say deif and akuma, but forget about deif and akuma. It doesn't make a difference as more than four amas. That edge will be the beginning of walls. So why does the Mishnah say that it's possible? So that the Gemara says, a Tirgma Rava Aliba Abaya, Rava himself, who argues with Abaya, he interpreted this to say, no, this wouldn't be a question on Abaya, because the case of our Mishnah is talking about a specific case, which is Kishahishva Es Kiruya, when he made his roofs even. Now what that means is that he made the roof of the sukkah, in other words, the schach, he made lower down. He didn't put, as we had been explaining up until now, that the edges of the poles were on top of the roof of the porch. That, because in such a case, yes, Abaye would say, which is what he was arguing in Rava up until now, that you would say pi tikra yard v'saisim, because the edges are visible, the beginning of walls, it's coming down. Here, in the case of the Mishnah, was that he made it even, almost like he glued it on to the porch, to the roof of the porches, which then continued contiguously all the way to the other one, where there we don't see any more the edge of the roof of the porch inside the area of the sukkah. Hence, you can't say p'tikr yard v'saisim, which Rashi explains that their roofs were not like the roofs of our homes, which are made slanty, where there, no matter how you're going to make the schach, it's going to be flat, and then it's going to be pointy, so you're going to see it coming down. They've made it flat. That's how their roofs were, and that's how the porch roof was too. So therefore, in the case that Rav is explaining for Abai, the case of our Mishnah, the reason why it's going to be possible, it's more than four amos, because you can't say Deif Nekuma. Now, although you can't say Deif Nekuma, but you should say that the edge is the beginning of Pit Tikar Yed V'saisim. On that, Abai says, yes, that would be if you did it as normally would be done, which you put the schach on top, and then it's hanging from one porch to the across the width of the chatzah to the other one. And then you see it underneath the schach as if it's a wall, and it's the beginning of walls. But here what you did is it went side by side, and therefore it's like one continuous roof. Now, if that's the case, now you can't say p'tikr, because you don't see that as a wall. It's only if it would be beneath it, that would be the beginning of a wall. Now it's one big roof. Now you're left with, if it's more than four amas, it's going to be a pasul sukkah, because now the only wall you have, since you don't have p'tikr yad v'saisim, are the walls of the home, and the wall of the home is more than four amas away, and therefore one cannot use the halachah mishmar Sinai of Deif and Akumah.